This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for our weekly visit with John Gizzi, political editor at Human Events, the National Conservative Weekly. John, welcome back.
Glad to be back, Greg.
Money Matters definitely leading the news this week. The Dow on another free fall here on Thursday, closing below 6,600. You also, of course, have the debate this week on Capitol Hill over the president's $3.6 trillion budget plan and a $410 billion omnibus spending bill that the Senate is now kicking around. What's your sense of the momentum for the Obama economic agenda on the Hill?
Well, a billion here, a trillion there, to paraphrase Everett Dirksen. Pretty soon you're talking about real money. I think we've reached the point when one starts talking about $3.6 trillion coming on the heels of multi-billion dollar packages for stimulus as well as bailouts, notwithstanding GM wanting more money. American people are being numbed, and the opposition grows. We see that the president is personally popular, but people very skeptical, increasingly so, on the spending of money. My guesstimate is that the packages will probably pass, but in the process, Republican ranks will be united, and they will rediscover the smaller government, less spending issue, thanks to Barack Obama.
John, speaking of the Republican Party, there's been so much attention played to the fact that there's been a spat between the new chairman, Michael Steele, and Rush Limbaugh, and that Limbaugh's the real head of the party now. How big of a distraction is that for the members on Capitol Hill as well as for the party leaders?
Well, I just left White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs after another briefing. He would like to think it's a big distraction. The Washington Post, as well as other major metropolitan newspapers, would like to say it so. When you talk to Republicans, okay, someone who's very popular with Republicans, he's an 800-pound gorilla with 13.5 million reasons for not getting into a fight with him, got a little upset over a new chairman who himself is a talking head, a pundit, and sometimes critics say talks too much. They worked it out, and it's over. I'd say that those who don't want the Republican Party to come back will say it's a big issue. Republicans themselves have put it behind them.
John, a major visitor to Capitol Hill this week, specifically on Wednesday, the British Prime Minister Gordon Brown. You and I have talked for many years now about the great working relationship between former President Clinton and Prime Minister Tony Blair, as well as President George W. Bush and Tony Blair. What do you make so far of the relationship between Obama and Brown?
Well, they have many similarities, although many say that Barack Obama is more like the British Conservative Party leader, David Cameron, a very young man with a relatively slim resume who's favored in the next general election. That said, Barack Obama and Gordon Brown both talk in terms of big spending. Barack Obama in the billions and trillions. Gordon Brown wants a global New Deal to end the worldwide financial crisis. And I'm sure they had a very convivial relationship, discussing everything they have common grounds on, from climate control to international treaties such as the Copenhagen Treaty that deal with environmental issues. They also have their disagreements. Barack Obama wants more troops in Afghanistan. Gordon Brown isn't buying.
John, we've also heard another pitch this week from the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Patrick Leahy, for a truth commission designed to investigate the war on terror policies of the Bush administration, from warrantless wiretapping to interrogation techniques. Arlen Specter, the ranking Republican, doesn't seem too keen on the idea. Will it happen, and what will it end up being?
No, it won't happen. And while Barack Obama did not dismiss the idea outright at his news conference, he made it clear it's not something he wants to deal with at this point. There is no need for a ministry of retribution. This is not South Africa. It is not Chile or Argentina. And again, every administration could really score partisan points by investigating the previous one. Fortunately, we have presidents who defer to their predecessors and vice versa.
John, last 30 seconds on your thoughts on the passing of radio legend Paul Harvey.
Oh, I was very saddened by it, but I'd like to go at 90, 10 years after signing a $100 million contract. Paul Harvey spoke for many Americans. He built an audience that was probably not known since biblical times and stayed consistent and most of all, died doing what he wanted to do on the job.
John, unfortunately, that'll have to be the last word. Thanks so much for your time.
On Capitol Hill and waiting for more billions and trillions to roll in, I'm John Gizzi.
John Gizzi is political editor at Human Events, the National Conservative Weekly. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of the Radio America Network. Thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts, and a reminder to join us online for the best of Dateline Washington, dateline.radioamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join us again tomorrow at this time for the next Dateline Washington.